Red-robed cardinals and bishops, choir girls and boys, local government leaders, and over 200,000 pilgrims began gathering from the early hours of Sunday morning in Lourdes to join Pope Benedict in a mass marking the 150th anniversary of this Marian shrine. Philippa Hitchin was there. She tells us about the morning's mass and what Pope Benedict had to say.
For the second time on this brief but intense pastoral visit to Paris and Lourdes, Pope Benedict on Sunday called on the young people of France to respond generously to the Lord and to live in a spirit of service to others, especially those considering a vocation to the priesthood.
Vous êtes nombreux à venir à Lourdes pour un service attentif et généreux auprès des malades ou d'autres pèlerins. On vous mettait ainsi à suivre le Christ serviteur. Le service des frères et des sœurs ouvre le cœur et rend disponible.
Celebrating Mass under a large white awning set up on a grassy field known as the Lourdes Prairie, opposite the famous Grotto of the Apparitions, the Pope said the primary purpose of this shrine is to be a place of encounter with God in prayer and a place of service to others, especially the sick, the poor, and all who suffer.
La vocation première du sanctuaire de Lourdes est d'être un lieu de rencontre avec Dieu dans la prière et un lieu de service des frères, notamment par l'accueil des malades, des pauvres et de toutes les personnes qui souffrent.
Prayer, he stressed, is indispensable, even if our situation appears desperate and seems to call for action alone.
Quelle grande chose que de posséder la croix. Celui qui la possède possède un trésor à dit Saint-André de Crète.
With the simple wooden World Youth Day cross standing high in the crowds in front of the simple altar, the Pope stressed that the cross is a kind of synthesis of our faith, a symbol of God's love which overcomes the powers of evil and suffering, even death itself.
C'est par sa croix que nous sommes sauvés. L'instrument de supplice qui manifesta le ventre du soin, le jugement de Dieu sur le monde, est devenu source de vie, de pardon, de miséricorde, signe de réconciliation et de paix.
This instrument of torture, he said, has become for us a source of life and pardon, a symbol of reconciliation and peace. Noting that Saint Bernadette was the eldest daughter of a very poor family, an uneducated girl in poor health, the Pope said Mary's message to her here in Lourdes a century and a half ago is a message of hope for all men and women of our day, whatever their social status or country of origin.
Yesu andavere, magi
meyan. Ayuha Rabbu Yasua, liyakun salibuka al-mumajjad.
Senhor Jesus Cristo, que a vossa cruz gloriosa nos guie, nós, os jovens, para a verdadeira felicidade.
Sois là, Jésus, bem-amzir pica, e panga, tonba dambainga.
Panie Jezu, niech Twój krzyż chwalebny wzbudza powołania do głoszenia Ewangelii.
Representing many of the different nationalities of the millions of pilgrims who flock to this shrine every year, the prayers of the faithful were proclaimed in Tamil, Arabic, Portuguese, Polish, Chinese, and one of the languages of West Africa. And at the end of the morning, after reciting the Angelus prayer, the Pope had special greetings for the many cheering and flag-waving pilgrims present at the Mass from all over the world, including those from English-speaking countries.
I wish to greet all the English speakers present. I pray that your pilgrimage here to Lourdes in this anniversary year of the apparitions will renew your relationship with Mary, Mother of the Church, and assist you to come to understand more fully her trust in God and her love of the Son, I extend my greetings to the members of your families at home. May our Immaculate Mother continue to protect us all, offering consolation, especially to the sick and the suffering.
In Lourdes, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.